I will now turn it over to Dr. Graham for his superintendent update.
Thank you, Ms. Slattery. I want to just give everybody a little update on things that are going on throughout the district. Over the summer, we do have construction taking place at multiple sites throughout the district, including our transportation yard here right now. It's a bit of shambles, but we're assured that it's going to be good to go for the beginning of the year. We do have all of the projects that the voters approved for the 18-19 budget for this past year. Those are all in progress at this point. So we have the Waverly roof partial replacement. We have the North Pool being repaired. And now we have all the security vestibules being installed at our schools as well. So there's a lot going on here, a lot of construction. We're very excited about that construction continuing throughout the summer. The other thing I wanted to mention during my update was that each year the district is required, as are all school districts within New York State, to adopt a district safety plan. And this evening, we've distributed that plan to the Board of Education, and starting tomorrow, that plan will appear on our district website, and that will be on our district website for a 30-day hearing. And so if you have comments or concerns or there are questions about it, we encourage you to reach out to us. And so this starts now, the 30-day hearing. And I don't know if there are questions from the board at this time, but there is an opportunity then for the board to weigh in on it at the 14th board meeting as well as the public. And then we anticipate putting that in front of the board on the 28th of August for adoption.
The plan, and I went through it, every line of the plan. The district-wide safety plan is a roadmap. It's an overview of the entire security operation of the district. Probably the most important document safety-wise that we have, or that we work with. I've made a couple of notes. Most of these notes that I made are just comments. They're not changes, they're just comments. The first one being the safety team. The district-wide school safety team develops, implements, and maintains all provisions of the plan. Currently, we do not have a district-wide safety team. One of the things I thought we could discuss, maybe not now, but maybe when we do talk about committees, is to not reinvent the wheel, but maybe combine the SAVE safety committee with the district-wide safety team, which would really make this district-wide safety team the SAVE committee and those other committees, and we'll talk about them later, the committees, really don't perform this function. Okay? So we really have to put together an actual team, a district-wide school safety team. The team consists of a school board member, teacher representative, administrator, a PTO person, a school safety person, student representative if we so desire. Now, if you look back at our SAVE committee, we have some of those people in place. We have John Weston as a representative on the SAVE committee. We have administrators, Morrow, Gregory, and Desmond. We have school safety personnel, Wayne Wilson. So we need to fill in those other blanks. I think I've made a few comments on some email threads before that I would like to be a co-chair of that committee, the district-wide school safety team. So not that I would be the only school board representative, you know, others could certainly be a member, but I would like to chair that if the board, you know, permits me to. The team would meet on a regular basis and act, as it says in the plan, as a threat assessment team. And as you people probably know, that's kind of something that I've always been pushing for all along, is proactive security. Threat assessment is a proactive security. This team actually does that. You meet on a regular basis. You do annual surveys and reviews of the safety plan. You make changes. You update it. You modify it as needed. School safety personnel will help carry out the district-wide school safety plan. Now, this is a question I have. Maybe you can help me with it. I have it on page 4, but that was my own markings. It's under implementation of school security. It says school safety personnel will help carry out the district-wide school safety plan and may include anyone in the school community. These individuals have received appropriate annual training as required under the regulation. My question is, what regulation? I don't know what regulation that is.
Well, those are the state regulations around SAVE legislation and around the requirement for districts to have this this district safety plan.
Well, there's a sentence to let me go on, because there's a sentence after that that says these individuals are not to be confused with school security guards that we employ who are regulated under the New York State School Security Act. So it's not that regulation.
Okay, I'll have to look at what regulation you're talking about, Mr.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. The other thing, this is just a question again, is one of the implementations of school security has a visitor badge sign-in procedure. We utilize a visitor pass badge system upon entry into the building. A visitor must show ID, then receives a visitor badge, escorted to the main office, accompanied by... Do we use badges? Do we do that?
Badges for a visitor?
Visitor, yes.
So we don't have badges at all of our schools for visitors currently, as the news vestibules are inputted and the visitor management systems.
Yeah.
And any visitor who shows their ID will have a sticker
that
indicates who they are and that they're an acceptable visitor to that school.
All right, so the new system will have that.
That's correct.
That's good. Okay.
We currently do have, like, every school currently gets some type of a sticker when you come in as a visitor. You don't just walk with nothing.
You have something. Okay.
Yeah, there are some schools, like North actually has badges that they give you, and then other elementary schools, because there's multiple people coming in at times, more so in the elementary schools, little stickers.
Well, apparently now with the new vestibule system, it's going to be automatic, so that'll be great. Each incident will be reported. This is now on response to violence incident reporting. Each incident will be reported to and evaluated by the district-wide school safety team. Again, this team, the threat assessment team, for the purpose of compiling data and evaluating the violence prevention program. That's the key to proactive security right there. That's the key. So the data collection is done by the team, you know. So what does the team do? Collect facts on how the incident occurred, record the information, identify contributing causes, recommend corrective action, encourage appropriate follow-up, and consider changes in policy, procedures, and controls. So, in conclusion, I'm very supportive of this plan. I like it. I think it was well done. I don't know who did it, because we don't have a district-wide safety team, but whoever did it did a very good job. I don't mean that facetiously.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and that's something that you and I had spoken about already. While I said we don't have a district-wide safety team by name, as you mentioned, we do have the SAVE committee, we have the Health and Safety Committee, and we have those individuals who are participants on those have fulfilled that function. Mm-hmm. So they're not explicitly called that district-wide safety team by title, but those other committees have filled that function in their time here. So that plan was done in consultation with people at the buildings and then followed up to Wayne Wilson, Mike Cassano, John O'Keefe, Tony Morrow. And then additionally, this draft that's here will be shared with the Health and Safety Committee for their review as well. And so if there's any input. But, you know, I think what you were talking about, Jim, is, you know, perhaps in the future we look at structuring that differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we could work that out through the committees. And I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel. If we have things in place, we could just retitle it and just have it, do that kind of work. And that's all I have.
So that plan is going to go on to the district homepage. And if you have any questions about it, I think the 18-19 one that was adopted last year currently lives on there, and it'll live on there for 30 days as a hearing, and that'll be the opportunity for anybody to weigh in or offer suggestions or feedback. And then, like I said, the 14th would be another August 14th is another opportunity for the board to meet. For any community members who have questions, they can pose them at that time. And then the 28th of August, we expect to put that in front of the board for adoption. That's it.
Any other questions? Okay, moving on. Approval of the minutes. May I please have a motion? Meredith. Second. Alex. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. F, Vice President of the Board of Education. I will call for nominations for the Vice President of the Board of Nominations. So, Meredith?
I'd like to nominate Dorothy Roberts for Vice President.
Okay, do we have a second? Bill, any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Sarah Wadawa.
Sarah, a second? Jimmy Mancuso as a second? Okay, so now Allison, I'll do Dorothy first. Okay, so all in favor for Dorothy Roberts for Vice President, please raise your hand. Okay, all in favor of Sarah Wadawa for Vice President, please raise your hand. Okay, the majority is for Dorothy. Congratulations, Dorothy. Do you want to swear her in, Allison?
Sure.
Dorothy, if you could go to get sworn in, please.
Discharge
the duties of board vice president.
The duties of board vice president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Sign.
Yes. I'm going to ask. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
And Allison, I think we need to swear in the other student board of.
Yes, Benjamin.
Okay. Allison, do it so he's standing in front of you here.
So this is cheat sheet of what you're going to say, okay? Whatever you want. So raise your hand. I state your name. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of student board member.
The duties of student board member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. And I need you to sign.
Congratulations. And just as a formality, for F, Vice President of the Board of Education, all in favor of those of Dorothy Roberts being elected to Vice President of the Board of Education, please raise your hand.
And Madam President, if we may, just a motion to approve the resolution regarding the action and absence of the president of board of president of the board of education or inability to act. That would be something the entire board could vote on.
Just
separate and apart from the election. You have to read the whole thing, but there's a motion contained in F which the entire board would vote on just to authorize that eventuality.
So a motion to approve the following: resolve that Roberts be elected Vice President of the Board of Education.
Well, it can be separate and apart from that action. That's already been taken. So now this is the further resolved part that in the absence of the President of the Board of Education or his or her inability to act, the Vice President of the Board of Education be President and be authorized to assume all the responsibilities and perform all the duties of the President of the Board of Education as provided by law, and be it further resolved that the constitutional oath of office be administered to the newly elected Vice President, which has already been done, and so on and so forth as set forth in F.
All right. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Any other words of wisdom, Chris? Okay. For the visitor section, the first visitor section is for things on the agenda. So the visitor, I will call at the end of the meeting. We're on three. Business items. Consent agenda A through B. May I please have a motion? Bill. Second. Meredith. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We're on four, personnel, consent agenda A through W. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Alex, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Ms. Slattery, I just want to interject. We did appoint a number of special education teachers this evening. I don't know if any of them are here. I see a number of them, if you don't mind standing. And we can congratulate you on your appointment this evening. I know that of the four teachers we were appointing this evening, you've all gone through a very rigorous process, and I've met with all of our new teacher candidates, and I've reminded them that there's a great responsibility here, and we trust you with that responsibility. I think also it's important to note that of the four candidates appointed this evening for teaching positions, again, a rigorous process, one of them is a SACHM alumni as well. So it's always nice to have SACHM alumni coming through that process as well. So congratulations to you. Thank you.
Congratulations and welcome to our SACHM family. We're now on page 12, personnel consent agenda items A through G. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. On page 14, personnel administrators consent agenda A through B. May I please have a motion? Jimmy, second. Larry, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
I think that we have two of our appointees here this evening, Ms. Slattery, as well.
Okay, great.
We are appointing two administrative positions, one principal position and one assistant principal position. So I wanted to congratulate and ask Mr. Desmond to stand. Mr. Desmond. Tom's been in SACHM for 7 years. He's served as a middle school assistant principal here at Samoset. One of the things that many of you might not know about Tom, though, is that he did serve in an interim capacity as the Waverly principal throughout this year. And during that time, he demonstrated his commitment to SACHM and the students of SACHM. And he also demonstrated that he's going to be an excellent fit for the students and families of Winona and staff. So congratulations, Tom. We also have an assistant principal here this evening who's being appointed. I saw Tim back there, right? Tim, if you don't mind standing. And so with Mr. Desmond being appointed to Winona, that created an opening at Samoset. And throughout the interview process, and again, a very rigorous process, Tim Rogers demonstrated a degree of excellence that we're looking forward to have and joining our team. Tim, congratulations.
Congratulations. We're now on page 15, consent agenda A through F. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Ms. Slattery?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we skipped on the bottom of page 14, number 7, other appointments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Number 7, other appointments. Board committee member, may I please have a motion? Dorothy, second. Jim, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
If you don't mind, Ms. Slattery, in my excitement about our personnel agenda, I did not notice that we do have some of our TAs here as well who were appointed. So if some of those TAs are here who were appointed, I'd ask that you stand as well. I apologize. And congratulations.
And I apologize for jumping all over the agenda. Where am I, Allison? Thank you. We're good? Okay. So we're on 9, action items, consent agenda, A through C. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Jimmy, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Number 10, Committee on Special Education, A through B. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Larry, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Number 11, monthly reports. Anybody? Summer, yeah.
Okay. One of the things that we are in the process of doing is just setting the calendar for all the committees. So, the committees are not meeting during the summer. It certainly will be a conversation that starts up again in the fall. And as soon as we have the calendar ready, we'll share that with the Board of Education first.
Okay, and just at this time, I'll take a moment. So Dr. Graham had put in our packet all the information on the committees that are currently in our policies. So if you've read through it, it really doesn't, some of our policies, as Sarah, Dorothy, and I know from being on the policy committee, have not been updated since the 90s. So when they were written in the 90s compared to how we implement them now, it doesn't always agree. So if we can agree that our policy needs updating as far as our board committee, and then we can have discussion. Any discussions on committees has to happen in public session. So then we can discuss how we would like to see our committees moving forward. We can implement the policy changes, adopt it, and then for next year, adopt our committees according to our updated policies. If anybody has any comments or suggestions on that, Dorothy?
No, I would agree. And as we know, when we go through the policies, they definitely need to be revised. And we do that with our attorney. So we make sure that it goes through and we meet certain criteria and certain standards. As far as the board committees, even though the policies haven't been changed, we've kind of progressed over the years, and the board committees all serve a purpose. So I think in doing this and just tightening up our policy and around the board committees, so Laura, do you want to do that in the next one of the next meetings coming up after all the board members go through and have questions?
Right. So I think what every board member should do is read through our policies on committee, understand, you know, the board committees that we have, the district committees that we have, the different types of committees that we have, and then any input we can have during this section instead of monthly reports, because the board committees aren't meeting now. So during this section of the meetings, we can discuss how we would like to see them or what we think we can implement as far as changes. And then during our policy meetings, when we set the calendar, we can make this one of the priorities to change our committees. So then our committees, our policies all agree, and we're all on the same page as to what we see our committees looking like or doing in the future. Sorry.
Could we add committees?
We can do, right. So the policies right now are written that any committees, just as one facilities committee, when Jim and I were on facilities committee, so that was a committee that was added for that time. So, or we can change what committees are currently called or what they are, and like Jim said, with the same committee, have that role be something different. But that would all be a discussion that we would have to have, agree on, and have our policies reflect those changes.
Yeah. So what you're saying, if I think I'm reading you right, is let's get the policy in place first and then discuss the committees?
Well, because you might want a committee one way. I might want it another way. Sarah might want it another way. Meredith. So
we can't just all say, well, I want to do this committee this way. So I would think our policies, which should govern how our committees are run or what they're comprised of or what they do, should be agreed upon by a majority of the board, implement those policies and change the committees to agree with that.
Which is kind of the same thing. Instead of discussing committee by committee,
right,
you're saying discuss policy by policy.
Correct.
And then once we get the policy, we agree on a policy with wording from Chris and Marianne, then we could get the nuts and bolts of those committees done. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, I have a lot of opinions on committees. So. All right, so, but I could wait for it to be a policy discussion.
You know, the board members should digest and understand the current policies and committees and how they're written out.
Okay.
And then everybody have a say. You know, can't just be me saying, oh, I think the budget advisory committee should be this, or I think, you know, anybody can think whatever, but it has to be any decision on committee is a board of nine.
And I think it would be good, too, for any of us that do sit on committees, or I don't know if any of the new board members have been on any of the committees, but when you're on a committee, you see a little bit more insight as far as what's working, what's not working. So if we kind of use that experience and guide it towards the direction that the board wants to go in those committees, I think that would make it more effective, too.
Right. Like, I was on the SAVE committee with John Weston. And so, John, we did go through a lot of the things in here. It was discussed throughout the year, even though I wasn't the board member on it because at the time there were too many board members that wanted to be on it, so I couldn't be the fifth one on it. So I would go as a community member when there weren't five, and I wound up going to probably most of the meetings. And so a lot of the things were discussed, you know, but I see what you're saying. It should be changed. So it's more a formal thing, but it can't just be my opinion or yours. It has to be a public discussion and a majority
of
the board.
So it would just be an umbrella policy on how our committees are run.
Right. So the types of committees are all laid out in the current policies. So we could lay out the budget advisory committee, the audit committee, all the different committees, and we can say, yes, we should have this, no, we shouldn't have it, who should be on it, how it should be run, and do it like that. So it's all uniform. Okay, is everybody good with that?
Yes. So I guess at this point from me, you would need the policies that relate to committees, and that's 2250, 2260, and 6690. I think I've shared those with the board already.
Yeah. Right.
So those are the three that you would really want to be focusing on for the purpose of this work?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Their suggestions with what they want to see for the committees and how we want to move forward. Like I said, these policies were written in the 90s, and until 2 years ago, you know, we didn't start going through to update them. And in updating them, not just committee policies, but all our policies were very outdated because they hadn't been looked at in 25 years or 20 years. Okay, is everybody good with that? Okay. So now... Right, so that would be the future agenda item. And anybody else have anything else for future? I'll go to the visitor section. Joseph Esposito.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm speaking on behalf of Mrs. O'Farrell. I am a security guard. I work for Hiawatha Elementary School. I'm also a retired Nassau County detective. Okay, served 20 years in the department. 2.5 years as a school resource officer in full uniform for Roosevelt School District, high school, middle school, elementary school. I was involved in the school that was under state control, as everybody knows. I was involved in doing evacuation plans. I was also involved in doing lockouts and lockdowns. Also, I got promoted to detective as a result of working in Roosevelt School District with an expertise in juvenile justice. I'm just speaking on behalf of Mrs. O'Farrell tonight involving the IHOP incident that occurred. The incident that occurred, I am total agreement with what she did. She acted proactive, as you're talking about, Phil, with the safety assessment plan. She was very proactive on the point is we had a situation where it was about 3 to 4 blocks away, this IHOP incident. This person, obviously gang-related or whatever it was related, okay, actually committed a crime, attempted murder, minimum assault, first degree. She made the assessment, which is a split-second decision board. Listen, that's how it works in the police department also. We don't have 2 hours or 20 days to decide what we're going to do. It was a split-second decision. She made the decision to lock down for the safety of the staff and the students. Total 100% agreement with her, and off the record also. Another reason is we're 3.5 blocks away from that incident. Speaking, anybody have law enforcement experience on the board? You do, Phil. Okay. We saw, with my security supervisor in front of us, 6 marked Suffolk County police cars, okay, drive down the corner by doing about 60, 70 miles an hour. What are they looking to do? They're looking to set up what's called the perimeter, okay? They are looking for the subjects possibly armed, which it was armed because it was a confirmed active shooter, okay? Our safety is for the kids, the principal, and the staff. So if that's happening around the corner, guys, what happens, guess what, in a perimeter? Were you on the job, sir? Okay, what happens with the bad guy? The bad guy gets flushed out a lot of times. We are across the street from this incident. Not the fact that maybe he might come into our school, which is a possibility to come into our school. Second of all, besides that, guess what? You know, it just comes down to him coming across the street and also possibly armed with a gun. I've been involved with shootings, okay? I had a shooting around the corner from my school. I had a person that was actually murdered, a gang member murdered, right when the homecoming parade was coming down the corner. So I think I know what it's like when it comes with somebody firing a gun. So if this person had a gun and comes out of the bushes on Richards, which is across the street from Hiawatha School, and eventually starts to walk across the front of the school, guess what the police department's going to do? Phil, what are they going to do, Phil? If their gun's pointed at them or pointed at us? They're going to shoot back. So what Mrs. O'Farrell did is a lockdown to protect the kids, to put them in the corner, lock the doors, put the windows down for our protection and everybody else's protection. Every school is different. I don't know how it works in other schools and everything. I worked in a school in Roosevelt School. Like I told you, I worked in a school that's under state control. We had to be mandated by the state with everything up to par because it's the only school district in the county that's run by the state. Okay? Comes down to, guess what? This is what happens when, you know, when you have a threat assessment like we're speaking about. You know, you're talking about the threat assessment and safety plan. There's lockout and there's lockdown. Lockout with a real lockout. Okay, like I said, I am a school resource officer. I was trained in that. Okay, I don't know if anybody else in the room was trained in that. I was. A real lockout is every entrance and exit door should be manned by a person watching that door or a camera. Does every school have that? We don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Does every school have those resources? Not just this district and other districts. But that's a real lockout, because what does lockout mean? We're locking out everybody from the outside. So if we don't have the resources possibly to do that, how can we actually perform a lockout? So we have to do proactive. What she did is go to a lockdown based on, guess what? We're not Nokomis. We're not Cayuga. They're farther away from the incident. That incident was right in our backyard. And that's all I wanted to basically say, you know, in defense of her. You know, she acted proactive in this incident, and I 100% agree with her. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Esposito. Thank you very much for your comments. Any other visitors? Okay. And any other future agenda items? I'm sorry, I'm going a little out of order. I'm getting used to the new agenda. Our next meeting is okay, August 14th at 7:30. I hope you're all enjoying your summer. And wait, Chris? Okay, Jim?
Chris. I just want to make sure on the future agenda item, next meeting in August.
We're going to talk about committees.
We're going to talk about committees.
Yes.
And will you have, let's say, kind of draft stuff for us by then that we could?
Chris?
Chris?
The policies?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I want to make sure we, I think that, as I understand it, though, there's going to be some discussion about if the board, as Sarah said, wanted to have additional committees, if we wanted to change the constitution of the committees, we will get some direction from that discussion and then draft policies that are responsive to those inquiries and
that
those requests,
like
so that would be,
idea.
You know, we would.
I'm sorry not to jump on you over you, yep. Chris, but I think that those three policies, Jim, that we talked about, 2250, 2260, and 6690, I would use that as the baseline, right?
And from there, so recommendation of the changes of those policies that you'd like to see and bring to the conversation. If there's unanimity amongst the board or a majority of the board, then we would take that and put that into final.
I would like to make a motion to go into executive session for the discussion of our particular personnel and or particular student. Motion Dorothy, second Meredith. Everybody have a great summer, and we'll see you next time.